Long Island's KJOY 98.3. It is Meal Prep Monday on Jamie and Dio. Stephanie from SweetSavoryAndStuff.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing a little breakfast today.
Yeah.
Breakfast for back to school. Gotta have that.
So really, you can have this as a snack or a dessert too. This is my blueberry baked oatmeal.
You have so many baked oatmeal recipes and they're so smart. If you ever wanted to like meal prep oatmeal, this is how you do it. And in my opinion, it's better than regular oatmeal.
Yeah, so it's basically a baked oatmeal base and then on top is a really delicious, basically what you would find like inside a blueberry pie, like the filling is layered on top. And with my baked oatmeals, they don't have a ton of protein on their own. So what I like to do is pair it with some Greek yogurt or something that does have a little protein and make like a little bowl out of it just so that you're more full. It's super easy. We're going to preheat the oven just before we get started. But then the first step is really making the blueberry topping. So we have a pint of fresh blueberries. Make sure you wash them.
Yes.
And you're going to dump that into a small saucepan with some fresh lemon juice, a little cornstarch, just a teaspoon of sugar, which is like nothing.
Can you sing that?
Yes.
Can we Mary Poppins that?
And then a quarter cup of water. And so the water will act with the cornstarch to break everything down and make it into like a syrupy deliciousness. Mm. So you're just going to stir that all together and just let that go. Probably about 10 minutes or so until it's the desired consistency we're looking for. We don't want it to be too thin. The next step is just making the actual baked oatmeal. So I use one of those kind of Corningware baking dishes. You're going to spray it with some nonstick spray. You're going to add 2 overripe bananas to the bottom and just mash them up. You don't actually need a mixing bowl for this recipe. You can do it all in the baking dish.
The less dishes, the better. Loving this.
Yes. So easy. And then you're going to add in some unsweetened applesauce. This is another way that I add natural sweetness without having to add a ton of sugar. We do add a couple of teaspoons of sugar, baking powder, just a pinch of salt, some cinnamon, and some vanilla extract. So already we're off to a good start, right? All the good stuff.
It does sound like dessert.
Yeah. So you're going to mix that together. Then we're going to add in our milk of choice. I use like an almond milk or cashew milk. And then we're going to fold our oats in. We're going to add that delicious berry topping to the top. And we're going to bake that at 375 for about 35 to 40 minutes or until it's nice and set up. What I like to do with my baked oatmeal is take it out, let it cool on the stovetop. It then makes it easier to cut. If you try to cut into it, all the berries are going to kind of go all over the place. But this way, it allows it to firm up a little bit. And
okay.
You can cut nice slices. The other thing about these baked oatmeals is there's nothing in here that actually has to cook per se.
Right.
There's no raw egg or anything. So you can really use your judgment. If you want to cook it a little bit less and make it more of a creamy oatmeal consistency, you can cook it as long as you need to. So it's super easy, foolproof, and super delicious.
I love your baked oatmeals. They're a go-to for me, for sure.
Yeah, and they're so easy.
A ton of different baked oatmeal recipes. We'll get to them all eventually. We come back around the carousel every once in a while. And if you want to see this recipe and all of our other meal prep recipes, they're up for you now at KJOY.com.